opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Wednesday, the 24th of August. Wow. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Just dandy.
Well, good. We were talking about the fact that you went to Cascade Theater and saw Lucas Nelson and how great it was before we started.
It was outstanding.
Yeah. They put on... I love to see shows like that at the Cascade in a smaller venue that it's so great for acoustics.
It's such an intimate experience because it's like... The barrier between, like, a house show and, like, a big show.
Right.
The Cascade, and it's, like...
Right. 900, I think that's the most, but many times it's, like, 600-700 people make it feel full. Well, what kind of day, what is the day today?
It is National Peach Pie Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you a peach pie lover, Carl?
I like pie. Much better than cake. Though, I don't... push away cake very much either, but yeah, well, you know, on my birthday I have apple pie.
Apple pie is your personal
favorite
request.
I know it's dull and boring.
No, it's not. There are variations of it.
Yeah,
it's like there's.
You made pies one time.
Well, I made pies a couple times before you met me and had success at it. This particular pie that I tried to make was just.
It was perfect.
Oh, well, anyway, 72 degrees in the downtown studios right now.
I still remember that.
It's going to be hot. I know. Thanks for remembering the failures.
No.
It was flat. It was like a disc. We should have just used it for disc throwing. 106 today. Most of Clinton and I was overnight lows of 70 Thursday.
You could have used it in a cornhole tournament.
That's true. Well, you'd have to chop it up a few ways. Thursday hot with 103. Thursday night mostly clear with overnight lows of 70. You know, it's pretty good when you can laugh about your failures at baking. And Bertha, if you're listening, I hope you're cracking up because she's the queen of baking pies. She's just phenomenal.
You know what? I think Pam Hill's right in there too.
Friday, well, not, yeah, in her way, but I mean, yeah. Bertha's the pie queen. Hot 102 on Friday. Did you hear about all the pies during this weather forecast? Saturday calls for 96 and Sunday 96. Now, see, yesterday or Monday when I read the forecast, everything was in the triple digits. So that's why it's important to listen to it every day because we do have variations. And Saturday at this particular time is calling again for 96 and Sunday under triple digits. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, can I share with you, Carl, the first thing that happened when I went online today to start looking at headlines that I thought maybe you would love to comment on?
Sure.
70% of arrestees released with no cash bail in California County rearrested. 70% of arrestees who were released under a new, quote, zero cash bail, quote, policy in Yolo County, west of Sacramento, were rearrested, according to a study conducted by the local district attorney's office and published by the Sacramento Bee. How does that make you feel?
Well, but it just makes me, what it does is it reinforces this whole stupid idea. Oh, it's not fair because people, if you're rich, you can get out of jail. And if you're poor, you have to stay in jail. Well, that's why you have bail bondsmen. And it's 10% of whatever it is, that, people pay. But here's the thing. It's not a surprise to hear that. I mean, I don't go, oh, wow, I never expected to see that. I'm very much expected to see it. 70% of those are they released with no bail or arrested again. Okay. You know what really surprised me?
What?
Was on that San Quentin tour I took
mm-hmm.
with Ed Sears, who used to be who retired from San Quentin as one of their senior leadership there, was that half of death row had never been arrested before. That floored me. There's nothing you can tell me about the jail system really that surprises me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were two things from that day, but one, something like out of 700 of them in there, or 680, half of them had not been arrested before. And then you think, well, how could that be that they get, they end up in the, on death row? And then you think of Scott Peterson.
Well,
and this is what happens if you,
I try not to.
Premeditated murder and it's planned, or you're hiring somebody to kill somebody and they kill that person, that's heinous. That gets you the death penalty. And so 300 and something people on death row had gotten it. That surprised me. You know what the other thing that really surprised me was? There's no cameras in San Quentin. At least there wasn't back then.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? The guards union had voted against it.
Okay.
About putting cameras in San Quentin. Now, you would think they'd want cameras
in San
Quentin.
That was about 7 years ago.
Oh, gosh. It may have been longer than that. May have been longer than that.
I'd be curious to look at what's happening today.
Yeah. Okay. And we got to see the death chamber and all that, which hadn't been used. In fact, a guy just died of natural causes who had been found guilty of something like 12 murders.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that wasn't heinous enough to fill his veins. So,
well, also in breaking news, home prices fell for the first time in 3 years. No, excuse me. In 3 years last month, and it was the biggest decline since 2011. So, you know, I would say everyone just hang on, you know, love where you are, unless you have to move, unless, you know, a lot of people, like we've talked about how many people have left. My girlfriend, I spoke to my girlfriend yesterday, moved to Texas from Orange County about 3 years ago. I called her about the floods, and she said, no, we have beautiful weather. She's about 30 minutes out of Dallas. And she said that they live in a conservative area, obviously, because she's an Orange County person, very conservative. And she said that a lot of the people in her church group have moved from California. A lot of Californians where she is. And I said, I wonder how the Texans feel about that. And she said, well, you know, as long, you know, because we're conservative, it's not as...
Yeah, as long as you're not trying to change, as long as you're not trying to change, you know, their state, I think you fit in. It's like, you know, if she had moved to Idaho, she would have fit in. If she had moved to Wyoming, she and Howard would have fit in. It's when you move into an area, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, be a Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
It just means that you have to understand the area you're moving into.
Well, there was this window when everybody was thinking about putting their house, well, many people were thinking about putting their houses on the market because they were getting these unbelievable prices. But according to this article, it says, while the drop may seem small, it's the largest single month decline in prices since January 2011. It is also the second worst July performance. This was in July, dating back to 1991.
Well, if you remember, if I may remind you, when Cameron was on here, he was talking about the prices are have not only stabilized, but they've started going down. If you look at Zillow or any of these things, somehow I get 10 homes we know you love from Zillow. And it's all a lie, man. I don't love them. And, but they send this to me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that probably over half of them have price reductions on them. And as Cameron pointed out, the buyers are now not offering full price.
Uh-huh.
They are starting to bargain. And then they want, you know, like, you've got to fix this or this. You know, where before they would just, yes, just here's a check. He says that's ended for the most part. So, hey, we got to take a quick break. You just love that Sleep Number bed.
I love the Sleep Number bed, and I my Sleep Number setting last night was 40. I move it around. We're kind of in the middle of, I think, major changes with our weather And also, if I mean, I wish that I had Sandra Jennings on right now, because I think it'd be very interesting to know if there's planetary alignment stuff going on. So I really appreciate the fact that I can get some sleep, because I'm feeling that there's a churning stuff happening. And it's not that I'm mad at anybody or any, you know, it's not like I'm trying to solve a problem. That's not the stuff.
It's hot and there's a lot of smoke out there.
So anyway, it's really nice to be able to have our sleep number. And you know that we tout our sleep number seriously, because we do own one, and we have a wonderful split top sleep number bed. And it's really one of our most prized possessions. I really believe that. And wherever we would go, we would definitely have a sleep number bed. And right now they've got some incredible sales going on. They always do, but they do something different. They tweak it and have great sales going on. And right now,
why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing. That ends Monday, August 29th. Only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Well, I guess it would be at every Sleep Number store, but this is our Sleep Number store. Great people over there. Learn more at Sleep Number. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Wind River Resort and Casino proudly presents actor and comedian Josh Wolf live inside the event center Thursday, September 15th. You may have seen him on Chelsea Lately or in his viral comedy special Father of the Year. Also hosting the first ever CMT late night event, The Josh Wolf Show. You don't want to miss this. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend the show. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I've been listening to them by myself.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Along with Liam and Nathan. Okay, you're asking why I'm laughing. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not here on Tuesdays. And, Liam, would you say that the energy level is a little bit higher?
Well, thank God.
It is significantly higher. I'm awake.
And what happens, though, is Liam goes, he plays this slow, quiet stuff. And at some point, I beg him, come on, man. You got to hit with something. I'm going to say, I'm going to nod off here. But when you're here, it's like,
Yeah, and you know what I really wish that I had? The opportunity. We have friends that went to, Bob Seger had a final, you know, tour. Oh, I hope he just does a comeback tour. Gosh, he's so good. Anyway, you got some stuff to talk. We've got a lot to cover this morning. Good, juicy stuff. So you go first.
It appears that up in Happy Camp, the farmers and ranchers are diverting water from an area. It's already, you know, racked by extreme drought. And a wildfires up there. If you remember, the wildfires was the cause of thousands of fish dying. But the State Water Resources Control Board issued a draft cease and desist order last Friday to the Shasta Water Association, warning to stop taking water from the Shasta River watershed. It appears that the people up there are diverting the water to keep their animals alive and for some agricultural reasons. Now, they're saying, wait a minute, you can't take the water. And then the other side of this is saying, hey, when you take the water, it's drying up the flow of the river that the salmon come up. So the salmon won't be able to come up and spawn. So, as we've said before, it appears that, you know, the water situation now is what's going to happen. They can, the Water Control Board can fine them $10,000 a day. Now, moving to another story on water, and in Oregon officials are defying orders to halt farmer water deliveries. The Klamath Irrigation District in southern Oregon plans to defy a U.S. government order issued last week for a halt to all water deliveries to farmers in a drought-stricken basin. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation manages the Klamath Project, and it serves 266 square miles of farmland around the Oregon-California border, just right above the border there. A limited allocation of water was allowed for irrigation from the upper Klamath Lake. However, the local district said, or the state of Oregon said, nope, that's not enough. And the authorized the district's manager to continue operations. The district operates a canal that provides water to 9 irrigation districts. That U.S. has not provided a legal basis for shutting down the project. Now, so it's a canal that serves all this area. Now, so what's that remind us of? How about the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District Canal that there's no water in and people are, it is at a tremendous, tremendous impact on the farmers. Here, farmers and ranchers here in Shasta County, Shasta and Tehama County. I mean, we've come to the point where somebody is going to have to start making some decisions about, you know, maybe we need to be able to grow crops and to be able to keep cattle and horses. And in some cases, they're talking about pets because they have no water. And then they have to go out and find water. This is,
well, you can imagine
this is
if
because we
yeah.
have a horrible, horrible record of managing our water assets.
Mm-hmm.
We could be putting, you know, more water containment areas up. You know, Sykes Reservoir, I don't know if that's ever going to be built. I mean, the money's there, but they keep fighting. Oh, no, 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 it's not deep enough. Oh, no, no. You know, I mean, the thing is when we do have good water, you know, good rain, or at least decent rain, you can fill these places up, and then you've got it. That's just a and the fact is that we're not serious about reclaiming water in this state. We are not even addressing desalination plants. All these different things we could be doing statewide, and we're not doing it.
That's an important thing.
Oh my God! It's not going to get any better. Okay.
Well, speaking of,
About the inflation one, about the one you just said, about weddings.
Oh, okay. Now, all right.
Before you get into that, because that's real to people. When we talk about primaries in other states, okay, it's
all right,
real.
All right, so I got to go back and try to find that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's right there. It's right in there. Right there. Anyway, here's the story. You know what inflation's doing.
Unfortunately, the cake may not be the only thing in tears due to rising costs. More couples are disinviting guests to their wedding. You know, this is kind of a really sad thing when you bat is the pandemic lockdowns might be in the rearview mirror, but rising inflation has ushered in the return to micro weddings. Couples blindsided by wedding budgets that have blown up as much as 100%. Are scrambling to economize by any means possible in order to contend with the highest inflation in 40 years.
Now, here's the thing. This is real. It's when you're shopping, the price of eggs, things on the shelves. But you know what inflation is? Oh, there's not inflation. There's zero inflation. When the man said that, right there, there should have been a cognitive test for President Biden. That minute he said that, you know what, we need to have a test here. And then find out that Kamala, who doesn't really read what's in front of her before she reads it, if she reads it, said the same thing. Zero inflation. They're crazy. Let's go to the phones. Jeremy.
Yeah, hi, Carl.
Hello?
I just got a comment about, hey, can you hear me?
Yes. We can.
Oh, great. Yeah. So I had a comment on that water rights. I've heard Doug LaMalfa.
You're bleeding out, buddy.
Bleeding out.
We can't hear you.
Oh, boy. He's driving. You know, I'm sorry about that. Hey, if he comes back on, we'll go right to that. But
yeah. Sorry,
going back
Jeremy.
To the CNN, going back to the budget,
yeah.
There's like in this particular article, now, some people spend a lot of money on weddings, all right? So their original wedding budget was $50,000 to $60,000 with almost 200 guests.
Ah!
I know, but today, yeah. Really, when you think about like a sit-down dinner, and when you say yes to the dress, I can't even believe what people are paying for wedding gowns. Ultimately, this couple decided to limit the number to 150. Meaning they would have to disinvite some guests. It was a hard truth, but we just couldn't stretch the budget any further.
Jeremy's back.
All right, Jeremy's back. Jeremy,
okay,
water.
Jeremy, keep talking. You're talking about water.
Yeah, water. So that Shasta Dam, from what I understand from Doug LaMalfa's conversations at the town hall, is it holds 5 years' worth of water for all of the needs that was planned back in the 1940s. You know, that runs the five turbines and the allocations of the
yeah.
farmers and all that. It was full in 2019.
I know.
Right? So
right.
In just a couple of years, they've managed to dither away that water. And LaMalfa has talked about the reason for that. You know, there's a EIR for the Delta smelt, which requires 7,000 cubic feet per second.
Uh-huh.
But they've let 14,000 downriver, you know, exceeding the required amount. There's ridiculous mismanagement of the water. That's kind of the point.
Oh, no, Jeremy, totally agree with you on that. You know, and now it's getting beyond just it's an inconvenience. Or, okay, you know, they cut back a little bit. But water is so precious that there ought to be somebody that's there that can explain where every gallon goes to out of that dam. We release this much for agriculture. This much is for we're keeping this for the fish. This is for, you know, the smelt. When's the last time anybody's even seen a Delta smelt?
So National Marine Fisheries Science Center did a report. This is on NPR a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They released a report about the condition of the Delta smelt. So because of the excess water being received downriver, the pools are too cold. So they're finding the little fishies don't want to go to the beach and do their fishy thing in what would otherwise have been warm pools. So the excess water is actually a detriment to the Delta smelt, according to the National Marine Fisheries Science Center report. So at all levels, it's, you know, malfeasance might be the right word, but incompetence certainly applies.
I agree. Hey, great phone call. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
You bet.
Okay, so going back to the wedding, because I think this is just okay. Amazing. We've got to take a break.
Finish this, because...
Well, like, for instance, in flowers, when we think about something that is just, like, the small things in a wedding. At one time, for roses, for somebody who was putting together wedding floral arrangements, and used to be 80 cents a stem. Now that's gone up to $3. So when you're quoted someone $8,000 and you come back with a price of $14,000, that's what's happening with inflation. And it's a great article. It's in CNN.
Reason I wanted you to kind of go to that was, see, this is something that people can relate to. You know, like, a lot of people are not going to have a $40,000 wedding, but say you were going to have a $5,000 wedding, but you wanted to have flowers. You wanted to have, you know, people that meant a lot to you being there, and you wanted, you know, to have a dinner afterwards or whatever. No, that $5,000 doesn't get you the people, doesn't get you the food, you know, and a venue. So, I mean, I can understand where people are really having to cut back, but this is one of the true impacts of inflation. It's just people getting married. And no matter what they say in D.C. in that swamp of lies, you can tell what's happening just by looking around you.
All right, let's take a break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I am getting, I am a little.
Starting fired up.
Well,
we have more.
When I think about the lies, the things that have happened, how people have lost trust in the FBI. They've lost trust in the FBI. One of the most steadfast organizations in our country. And people are starting to lose faith in them because of things that are happening that aren't explained, that look totally political. I mean, it's just one thing after another. But one thing for sure is that Shasta Regional Medical Center will give you great care. It has been rated one of the most highest by Medicaid and Medicare for heart failure treatments, stroke treatments, hip and knee replacements, lack of surgical complications, safety at that hospital, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Shasta Regional Medical Center is there for you. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
All right, beautiful day here. Welcome on KCNR, it's the 24th of August, 7:34 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have, around 106 today, and mostly clear tonight with 70. Didn't feel that hot yesterday, but it really just still affects you getting in and out of your car.
No, it felt exactly that hot yesterday.
This portion of the show
is brought to you by the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce. Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is a good idea. It's founded in 1910, an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of That's membership in the greater Reading area. If you're thinking about joining but you need more information, give them a call at 530-5300-225-4433 or stop by 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100, right at the bottom. Big sign, Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
right there.
And at 8 o'clock.
And there are benefits to it.
We've got Lori Baker coming on at 8 o'clock because, you know, in the headlines it's talking about Choose Reading.
Yeah.
The rebranding.
She's going to talk about that.
That'll be really interesting, and it's very, you know, timely to do that. Now, speaking of timely, do you want to talk about five things you need to know?
Sure.
And I'd love to throw this at Carl because he hasn't looked at them and see what his take is on it. So, number one, primaries. Results are in from Tuesday's primaries in New York, Florida, and Oklahoma, and key parts of the November election state are now locked in. Democrats in Florida picked Rep. Charlie Crist, I think, to challenge Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in the fall, and it will not be an easy task. DeSantis has amassed a $132 million budget for the general election and a record sum for gubernatorial candidates who isn't self-funded and has animated the Republican base more than any other GOP politician.
It's going to be tough for Chris. Okay.
Just saying. All right.
Other primaries. Jerry Nadler beat who's been in Congress 30 years, and every year his belt goes up a little bit higher. It's totally covered his stomach, and right now it's working for his neck. I know it's a horrible thing to say, but it's true. It's like that, you know, that great uncle that comes and his belt's up right underneath his nipples.
Aww.
Anyway, but he just beat another 30-year congresswoman because they had to change the district. So they had to run against each other, and he defeated her. So the bad news is Jerry Nadler got back in. The good news is Jerry Nadler got back in.
All right. So now I know, I believe the two of you talked about this yesterday, student loans. President Joe Biden is expected to announce his decision today.
Do you know how much that's going to cost America?
To potentially cancel up to $10,000 in federal student loan debt per borrower.
Per borrower. You know how many billions and billions of dollars that is?
$32 billion.
Yeah. No, it's going to be worse.
He has already canceled $32 billion of the $1.6 trillion.
Oh, no, it's going to be
in outstanding federal student debt.
Many billions.
So, I you know what, when I think about my brother went through medical school. Do you know how expensive that was and what he had to do and his loans? He did not pay off his debt, student debt, until, I don't know, 40? I mean, he had to go to school for 11 years, first of all, because his anesthesiology was double boarded. So he went to school for 11 years. And I don't think, I have to ask him that, because I just know what it was for him to grind it out.
Yeah, but he also came out owing a lot less money because he worked while he was going to school the whole time.
But he still had to pay off a lot.
Well, but it wasn't like $500,000. It was under $100,000. But he paid it off because that's the deal. You borrow money and then you borrow money to go to school so you can earn a living. And what happens is many of them just don't even pay it back. And then they start whining about, oh, look at all the debt I have. Oh, look at all the debt I have. Well,
what? It's not fair if you go to an Ivy League school that costs $50,000, $60,000 a year.
That's your choice.
And then somebody goes to community college because it's called, what can I afford?
Uh-huh.
And then think, oh, I got my Ivy League education, and now I would be resentful.
$300,000.
I'd be resentful.
And I want Liam to pay for it because I went to a school and borrowed all this money. And trust me, I took all my classes. You know, I did this. It was all paid for. And oh no, they didn't explain to me that I was going to have to pay it back. Excuse me. And so those young men and women who went to community colleges first and then went on to other universities, or how about this? How about the ones that go to get their certificates in diesel and over-the-road driving, forest management? Those are the ones that are paying for these esoteric BS degrees that these people have gotten and spend so much money. That's just wrong. Oh, let's just write it off. Who do you think pays for that, Joe?
All right. Thousands of students in Ohio's largest school district.
You suck up to the worst things, Mr. Biden. I mean, you just do. Here you are stealing money from mechanics and truck drivers to give to people who borrowed that money and was loaned to them in good faith, and now you're just going to write that off. That means I have to pay for it, Liam has to pay for it, our listeners have to pay for it, and you don't do a damn thing about the border. Where are your priorities? Okay.
You sure?
Yeah. It's time for a break.
Let's take an early break.
Yeah.
So we can get into the next subject. But, you know, go ahead and vent. This is your show.
I can't wait. No, it's our show.
Oh, well, you know.
This portion of
the show. We all started this out so you could vent.
This makes me happy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is such a great person, first of all.
We can vent about Judy Maxwell all day long in the most positive gush. How about gush?
Okay.
It still is a move forward in a way.
If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or 401k and with the way things are going, maybe you need to do that. Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441. It's not her first rodeo, my friends. She's been helping people since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service.
30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Hey, good morning.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Linda and Carl Bach. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry. I was actually there yesterday, and it was great to see the peeps. I love the fact that that place was crowded. I mean, the door was revolving. And, you know, I mean, I think that probably speaks volumes about people going in for service, watch repair, selling something, getting a, you know, figuring out what something is worth, you know, those kinds of great things. It's a real, family oriented, place, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, in Reading, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. All right, let's go back to the five things you need to know. Teacher strike. Thousands of students in Ohio's largest school district will start their new school year remotely today as educators remain on strike for better learning and teaching conditions. The Columbus Education Association Union, which represents more than 4,000 teachers, nurses, and other education professionals in the Columbus City School District, is striking for the first time since 1975, the union said. Columbus City Schools serves 47,000 students, according to the district. The strike comes as schools around the country face critical teacher shortage and low morale among educators. And we do know that we have extended family that are retired educators. And I'm not going to mention these people, but their children, who is also an educator, has just decided to leave the teaching. Working as a teacher.
Hey, you ready for some good news? Okay. Now, this is true. Wind turbine blades.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody knows, they're extremely long, and what do you do with them? They don't decompose, and, However, scientists at Michigan State University have made a new type of turbine blade. It's comprised of a mixture of glass fibers with plant-derived and synthetic polymers. Once blades formed from this resin can no longer be used, the new material can be recycled into a variety of products, including gummy bears. We recovered food-grade potassium lactate and used it to make gummy bear candies, which I ate, explained John Dorgan, one of the authors of the paper. A carbon atom derived from a plant like corn or grass is no different than a carbon atom that comes from fossil fuel. As part of the global carbon cycle, we've shown that we can go from biomass in the field to durable plastic materials and back to foodstuffs. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, the question is, how hard is it to do that? I mean, do you have to reconfigure turbine factories? Of course you would. But what is the cost on something like that? I didn't get to that part. It's another byproduct is polymethylmaxillurite, which is an acrylic material regularly used in windows and car taillights. So they're saying that this will become, you know, it's become sustainable, and it can then break down. No. Okay.
Also in the news, Twitter's former head of security is accusing the company of egregious deficiencies in security protocols and claims the company misled its own board and federal regulators about its vulnerabilities in an explosive whistleblower report. Peter Mudge Zacco, a respected cybersecurity expert, says Twitter has major security problems that pose a threat to its users, personal information, company shareholders, national security, and democracy. Just so you know, I'm not Twitter, I'm not TikTok, I'm not Instagram. I know people think, why don't you get with it? I don't know. Maybe it's because somewhere deep down inside, I've always felt like I've
read too much about TikTok. Even though that once you get TikTok, everything that you have as far as all your information goes straight to China. Even though people will say, oh, wait a minute, not all. I don't trust that anymore. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's just that because if you look at something on my phone, it appears, because my phone, of course, is linked to my computer, that I get all types of strange ads on Facebook. I mean,
yeah,
we talked about that over the weekend.
Mean,
yeah, it just shows
I
up.
I would like a yellow chair right here, Carl, and this is just in the room with the TV. No, we don't have an Alexa and any of that stuff. I would like a yellow chair, and the next thing I know, I am on my computer, and what pops up is a yellow chair. Okay, nine things that, let's talk about this. Habits to link to a longer, happier life. What we have, I think it's regular screenings. It seems that younger people tend to have fewer chronic illnesses than older ones. But prevention is key, very important thing. And we always talk about getting a colonoscopy and a mammogram and things like that because, you know, it's better to just not all of a sudden wake up one day and say, oh, I saw this, but now it's stage four. So, number two, consistent physical activity. Of course, getting enough physical activity can lower your risk of developing chronic conditions such as diabetes, obesity, hypertension, heart disease, and stroke. That's a no duh. A healthy BMI. You know what a BMI is, don't you? That's not a bowel movement.
What is it?
That's a body mass index. It's a measurement of body
of
fat.
Course it is.
Okay, well. Somebody may say, oh, that's gross. Remember the other day we were talking about splooting and somebody thought it was another word?
And by the way, that other word is totally different than splooting.
No. Four, proper nutrition, very important. Eating more plant-based foods provides a great source of antioxidants, etc. Pay attention to mental wellness. Mental health is often neglected part of our overall health, but actually contributes to a huge amount of overall health and well-being. Number six, we talk about this at the top of our show. Very important. Plenty of sleep. Seven, drinking less. Eight, not smoking. Nine, building strong relationships.
I believe that's important.
Yep. Having close, positive relationships. Not, you know, don't let people drag you down. That is a gut wrencher. And when you have gut wrenching in your life, it just, I think, adds to the hypertension and other stuff.
I'd like to follow up on that one story that we talked about the forgiveness of the loans.
Oh, yeah.
I said it was billions. I found the article, and according to the Penn Wharton budget model, the one-time maximum debt forgiveness of $10,000 for borrowers who make less than $125,000 a year is going to cost the taxpayers around $300 billion. $300 billion. Now, what could you do with $300 billion? Well, how about infrastructure? How about fixing how about fixing roads? How about fixing canals? How about doing something about the water structure? How about a million other things? So,
roads,
you're making
bridges.
Over $10,000 a month, right? And what, you know, how, and so you're paying back your loan at $150 a month. Guess what? And now, oh no, you don't have to do that. So now the taxpayers are picking up a $300 billion giveaway. It's not going to help you, Joe. It's not. Because other people that see they can't have a wedding, you know, that they've got to cut back half of their wedding, two-thirds of their weddings, and you're giving away money. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to have with us our Lori and
Lori Baker, and we're going to be talking about the new branding of Reading and what that looks like and what that means.
What's that mean?
Yeah, how exciting. And finally, the Tesla owner that, I heard this yesterday in Armstrong and Getty, but it's right here. This man got tired of losing his keys, so he turned himself into a key. Literally had the key, I guess, implanted in his hand. I'm not really sure where he did it, but that, I guess, there's a video we're going to watch here at the break, and we'll tell you what part of his body he had I would think it was his hand, so we could just put his hand up
That's
there.
That's what I would think, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's his thigh,
but
you never know.
We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back with Lori Baker.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a move that's drawing fire from the left and the right. President Biden reportedly set to announce a transfer of some student loan debt from those who actually took out the loans to the rest of us. Liberals, though, complain it's not enough, while conservatives argue it's too much and maybe unconstitutional.
According to three people familiar with the president's plan, many Americans could see federal student loans up to $10,000 forgiven and a pause on payments to January. Biden has faced pressure from liberals to provide broader relief to hard-hit borrowers, but moderates and Republicans question the fairness of any widespread forgiveness. The plan would likely eliminate student debt entirely for millions of Americans and wipe away at least half for millions more.
That's correspondent Norman Hall. A Republican-turned-Democrat, Florida Congressman Charlie Crist, will face incumbent GOP Governor Ron DeSantis in the fall. Crist winning yesterday's Democrat primary in Florida. Also in the Sunshine State, Democrat Congresswoman Val Demings easily winning the Democrat nod to challenge Republican Senator Marco Rubio. New York City, Jerry Nadler defeating Carolyn Maloney in a congressional primary that featured two powerful House committee chairs competing for the same seat. More U.S. taxpayer dollars heading overseas.
The Biden administration is expected to announce today the United States will be sending roughly $3 billion in additional aid to Ukraine to help train and equip Ukrainian forces for years to come. Officials tell the Associated Press the package will fund contracts for as many as three types of drones, in addition to other weapons, ammunition, and equipment that might not reach the battlefront for a year or two.
That's correspondent Mike Gracia. Watching Wall Street stocks in positive territory now, with the Dow up 43 points, the Nasdaq ahead 58, and the S&P trading 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747.
In India, a wealthy businessman launching a hostile takeover bid for the country's prominent broadcaster, NDTV.
Billionaire tycoon Gautam Adani has taken an indirect control of over 29% stake in NDTV and has offered to purchase another 26% stake through an open offer. But it is turning into a hostile takeover, as NDTV claims the stake acquisition was executed without conversation or consent of the company's founders. NDTV operates three news channels and has a strong online presence. It is regarded as one of the few media groups that often takes a critical view of the government policies. Adani's bid for NDTV has also drawn attention because the business tycoon is seen as being close to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP-led ruling party.
And that is BBC correspondent Achana Shukla reporting from India. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Uvalde, Texas School District expected to decide today whether to fire its police chief several months after the Robb Elementary School massacre.
Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arredondo has come under heavy criticism after dozens of police officers with bulletproof shields and high-powered rifles waited more than an hour at the scene before finally confronting the gunman in a classroom of fourth graders. State police and an investigative report criticized Arredondo for failing to take charge of the scene and not breaching the classroom sooner. Arredondo has been on administrative leave since June, but parents of the victims and other members of the community have been pressing for his firing. I'm Donna Warder.
Nearly a month after deadly flooding engulfed their houses, some eastern Kentuckians sheltering at state parks continue wrestling with the same life-defining question, whether to rebuild at the place they call home or start over somewhere else. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, today's the 24th of August. Yes, Liam, you're going to get, you know what, cut and pay. You know why, too, right?
I sure do.
Yeah, that's right. And why is it, Liam?
I'm letting the time slip away.
That's right. You let August get away, too. I warned you after June and July, but here we are, end of August. There you go. Hey, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, of course, Linda's here. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Well, good morning, everybody.
At least I am.
Yeah, 76 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 45% of humidity is going on right now. It's smoky. Smoke is in the air. We have overnight lows of 70 and a high of 106 today. Thursday calls for 103. Thursday night, 70 as well. Friday will be 102. Saturday, 96. And Sunday hot with a 96, with mostly clear skies except for some of that haziness. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts.
Veteran owned local
yes.
business. May I point out something that I really like you being here.
Oh, do you?
I mean, people may think, oh, there they are. You know, and
we bicker.
One of the things,
we bicker
one of the
on
things
the air.
That makes you live longer, he says, relationships. But it's also, I think, marriage. If you're married, you live longer. In some cases, you just think you live longer. It just seems like twice as long.
Yeah.
But no.
Or
but
boy, did I get through that one.
But then when you work with somebody.
Yeah.
We have figured
that's
out.
That's like a double.
That's double the time
double
you've been
of
married
time.
If you have to work with that person. And then go home.
Yeah, we literally, and we like to hang out together. So we've been married
we
almost 15, which really goes to about 30.
Maybe
because we're together all the time.
Sometimes 35.
Yeah.
Depends. Long trip, it goes
10.
Up. It's three for one on a trip.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Now, Mike, I have to apologize.
You have to apologize to
okay.
Mike Huber.
Well, here's the thing. That when you love what you do and you're really serious about it, it would be like, I mean, we made a little joke about, saying something like, and I'm going to say that, he races cars, and I said something about crashing and burning. Not funny for somebody
who races cars.
And I was just thinking it was just a little tongue-in-cheek. But no, and so I take that back because it's, and thank you for clarifying that because you need to be mindful of when you're just saying things, not be willy-nilly about it because if somebody's taken their life in their hands with a sport that can be very, very dangerous. So, but anyway, so it's state granted.
Mike was not angry.
I know.
First of all, point that out. He
was
kidding you about it.
He was teasing back, but in a way that was
you
saying,
understand.
I totally get it. It was not a pouty boy that was saying it.
No.
Yeah.
He was, by the way,
he's a good sport.
Hey, Mike, that was your spot for a state grant.
Yeah.
Okay. moving on. Hey, we're here with Lori. Yeah, we take with one hand and give with the other.
Yeah. Right.
Or give with one hand and take with the other. We're here with Lori Baker.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
We're trying to figure out what she does.
Well, no, I mean, Lori, you're here to talk about an event that's coming up, and we just saw it released online and in the paper, and it's called Choose Reading. And we want to know what is Choose Reading. I've gone to the website, and it's fabulous as far as a lot of interesting things to do in this area.
Yeah. There are so many wonderful people in Reading that are talking positive about Reading. There's a lot of websites, a lot of social media. So, but us specifically, we are the marketing arm for Reading Lodging Properties. So that's what we are. They assess themselves. So the funding comes from them. They collect their own money. They give it to us to promote them. And so that's what we are, is their marketing arm. And in order to fill hotels, and that's our mission, is we have to talk great about Reading and talk about all the wonderful things there are to do. I mean, I really believe, I was born and raised here. I don't think anybody can do everything there is to do here. A lot of us think, oh, I've done everything. There is so much to do. And at our California Welcome Center, where we're located, everything is there. It's amazing the things you can find that you haven't done. So it's a wonderful building with lots of information, people there 7 days a week.
Now, that's located at?
It's located at the Gateway Shopping Center off of I-5.
That would be the outlet malls.
Yeah, the old outlet malls.
That's and that is a nice building.
Yes.
At the, okay, so when you come into the, if you have never been there before, when you come into the outlets, just head south.
Yep.
And you'll see the big building there.
And, yeah. And it's just full of information and brochures. And so that's where we're having our event tomorrow. Okay. We're inviting everybody down to join us. We're going to have food and we're going to have drinks from 2 to 6. And it's an open house type thing. Come and go as you please, and the whole team will be there. And we can talk about a bit what we're talking about here today and who we are and what we do. And we'll just explain it to everybody so they kind of understand why we're out and about and what we're doing.
Well, I think it's important to tell our share with our listeners to go to ChooseReading.com. I mean, you've got this flash. It's going gem of the U.S. trail system, top 10 fishing town of North America, according to Forbes, the Sunshine Capital of California, from National Geographic, Golden State's
Waterfall Mecca,
unofficial capital of kayaking, gem of the U.S. trail system from the Chronicle, and goes on, seven gorgeous day hikes around Redding, California, five can't miss stops on the Sacramento River National Recreation Trail.
Okay, we got it.
I mean, cool. I'm looking at these things. I want to get in deeper.
Linda, feel good. That's
well,
I want to go in deeper.
Linda sees these, and these are things that, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. And so, Lori, let's go. Let's start back to with this campaign, and what started, what was the genesis of this?
Wow. If you want to start back in the beginning, about 2008.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start there because some people don't,
I was born before that, but let's start at the beginning, 2008.
Yeah.
So we, the hoteliers got together and said, you know what? The city of Reading has money to promote itself. And they have a contract and what they want done. But, you know, it's just not enough to put Reading on the map. There's so many wonderful places to go in California and the U.S. It's like we need to be on the map. So the hotelier said, let's do our part. So they got together. There's a state it's real technical, but there's these laws that say that they do things a certain way and they set things up a certain way, they can assess themselves.
Right.
And so they did that to collect money so that they can add to the good story about Reading.
And
so
this comes from the TOT.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Okay.
No. So the TOT goes to Visit Reading. So Visit Reading is the marketing arm for the city of Reading.
Okay, got it.
And so the city of Reading gives TOT to Visit Reading to say good things about Reading. And then the hoteliers have their own assessment for their marketing arm, but it's doing the same thing. It's talking well about Reading. And so if you have two different websites and two different sets of social media, and really there's more than two, there are a lot of people in Reading that have their own websites and their own social media. And so we are just have a little bit of a different look. We work together a lot. It's like they're going to do this, so we'll do that. And so we coordinate and we integrate so that we're both doing the same thing, but getting a larger reach for Reading. So the more people we can attract and the larger age group we can attract, the better it is for Reading. They just come here, they spend their money, they go home, make more money, and hopefully our job is to get them to come back and drop more money.
Well, I know that I had just gone to Jacksonville, and I really loved their flyer that came out and talked about a lot of the things that were going in there, who was on the Brit Festival, restaurants, wineries, art showings, and so on and so forth. So as I'm coming into the ChooseReading.com, you have a section here that says, Reading events you can't miss in August 2022. So if somebody's listening or they want to visit or family is coming into town, something that you may not know is that they still, you know, you've got your Walk for Wildlife, your Moonlight Madness. You know, these are things that coming up, like this is a way that if you go to Whiskey Town and you sign up, you can go on boat tours. You can do your paddleboard tours. There's things on here that I didn't know about now that I'm definitely going to have on my bookmark.
Oh, thank you.
To send also to when friends are coming to town, what would you like to do? Pick something out that you'd like to do on these particular dates that you're in town.
Even though we're targeting people outside the area and talking to them about what they can do when they come here, it's still wonderful for us local people to take a look and find things we haven't done before.
Sure. Okay, we're going to need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair can save your windshield. You've got that chip. I have a friend that had, we were just in his truck, and I said, whoa, those chips look like they're pretty deep. He goes, yeah. He said, I got them coming up here. And I said, you need to go see Jeff Horst. Jeff fixed one like that in Linda's car, and you can't even see it. It keeps the windshield from cracking and having to go through all of that and getting a windshield replaced. Don't fool around with your safety or your family's safety. Take it down to Jeff Horst at 3208 South Market Street. You can set up an appointment or just drop in. Give him a call at 241-8373. Let him take a look at it. It's a free inspection and analysis, and get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repairman. Jeff Horst, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Hi. This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 24th of August, 8:21 in the morning, about 74 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They treat their customers like their family members. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793 is how you get a hold of them. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. 15 years, Cornerstone Community Bank has been with us. And from the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding. And, of course, the newest branch down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Lori Baker, who is on today because the Choose Redding is getting ready to launch. But let's talk about Lori. Lori, you've been involved with tourism industry for a long time.
Yeah, not that long, since 2010.
Well, that's, you know, in today's society,
yeah.
That's long. Now, you've been, but you are not just you just don't look at things here. You're also on boards.
Yeah.
For California and all that? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, in fact, we have a meeting coming up real soon. So I'm on the Visit California Marketing Advisory Committee. I just stepped down. I did my time as being their chair for the Rural Committee, which takes care of 8 different regions in California. So I was chair of that committee, which is perfect because we're considered rural. So, you know, being on that committee, we all of us get together in the rural communities. What do we need? What should we do? You know, come together. That's what's so beautiful about tourism is it's not a competitive industry. We all get together. We help one another because the more we can get people to travel and come to California and come to our regions, it helps all of us. So it's a great industry. But, yeah, so I'm on several boards. I was on the Cal Travel Board. I was on the U.S. Travel Destination Council. So it's wonderful to be able to get to the point where they want your opinion and they want to talk to you, but also that also helps you work with the San Diegos of the world and the San Franciscos of the world and get to know them and share information and bring that home and use those ideas here.
So you are funded by the hoteliers.
Yes. It's their money. They collect it. so that they can help fill their hotels. Well, the beautiful part is people think, well, okay, so that's their money, which makes sense, so they can use it to fill their hotels, but it helps all of us. The more nights people stay, the more restaurants they'll eat in, the more retail stores they'll go to. So it's good for everybody.
So, well, no, it is. It's a rising tide lifts all boats.
Right. On your ChooseReading.com site, for instance, I'm looking here, and it's got a deals and discounts. So one of them is the Oxford Suite. For instance, they must come to you and say, hey, you stay two nights, we're going to give you a gift card for $50, which is great.
Yeah, in fact, we're expanding that throughout all of Reading. So if anybody, if you go to the website and you plug in 2 days, if you plug in two nights, a drop-down will show up. And that drop-down gives you all of the free gift cards that you can get with that two-night stay. So you can stay anywhere in Reading. And then you can choose, the visitors can choose, do they want restaurant cards? Do they want paddleboard? Do they want, what is it they would like to have? So there's that's all of our ads are going to, and our social media is starting to show, if you come to Reading for two nights, we'll give you an extra freebie to try us out and come here, and it'll help you enjoy your stay. So it doesn't matter where they stay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. When we look at events here in town, of course, we know Cool April Nights. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Reading Rodeo is another big event that fills up the hotels and this. What other large events could you see happening here?
Reading Roots Revival, we think, will be big someday. We think it's going to be one of those music all over Reading type events. They have a good committee. They do a really good job. It's going to be this September 23rd, 24th, I think, Friday, Saturday, if I got the dates right. So I think that one will end up being large. So we can try, we want to work with the company, you know, organizations like Reading Roots Revival to get more Cool April Nights type events to Reading, because it's fun for us too.
Well, the more events that we can have, but we're limited here in the sense of not in hotels or things to do, of course. We've got a million things to do. We need a building that, and you can call it whatever you want. The Civic's not big enough. We need something that's big enough to pull in, like, large groups. And Reading is such a great place. Like, just as an example, 1st Marine Division has a reunion every year. It's like, you know, but they have, like, 6,000, 7,000, 10,000 people show up for this thing. We don't have a site here big enough to hold a huge convention. Does that? Or am I just looking at this with a jaundiced eye?
I think everyone would look at something like that differently. You know, everybody there's a reason. Some people say, hey, there's a reason we moved here, to stay small. And others say, hey, no, this is great. Let's bring in the assets that will bring visitors, that will help the community enjoy it. So, yeah, I mean, that is something that a lot of people talk about. I don't know who or how. I think the city's
goes back to the riverfront, you know.
Right,
what are we
going to
do there? Are we going to develop and make this, you know, like a world-class venue that you can have large meetings in, with breakout rooms and all that?
I know. They have a beautiful plan. They were talking about that building that they would have, and that it would open up and you could see out over the river. And I mean, just think an inside-outdoor type venue. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It would be. And see, it doesn't mean people are going to move here, though once they see how nice it is up here, maybe they would. But it would allow us to bring in different and larger groups of people that would then just, again, fill up hotels, make restaurants happy, and all this, if we could count on, you know, like two big conventions a year, along with Cool April Nights, a Big Bike Weekend, you know. It's
Big Bike Weekend,
it brings in people, and then, of course, the rodeo. So.
Yeah, all of those are good. And what a lot of us don't realize is, let's just talk about restaurants. We can, as residents, have more restaurants and more choices if those restaurants have more people coming to them. If it was just us locals, we wouldn't be able to have so many restaurants and so many choices. But since visitors come in, they can have more choices. So our standard of living goes up because the visitors bring money, and so we can have more businesses and hire more people.
So I'm looking at your site on the restaurant list, and Alger Vineyards. I mean, I'm finding stuff here I don't know anything about. Alger Vineyards, Ale House Pub, 32 Below Ice Cream Shop. These are things I'm not...
Is that here?
Aces Juicery. Yeah, I mean, we know Bartels is here. We've got just certain things, but those are Black Rose Coffee and Tea. I mean, just that's cool.
Yeah, I have a great team. They go out and find out everything that's out there, and they put it on the website. They work hard every day. They're changing things on that website.
Well, the the fact is, okay, we're here with Lori Baker. And she is on today to talk about they're officially launching the new brand, Choose Reading. There's going to be an event tomorrow.
From 2 to 6.
From 2 to 6.
California Welcome Center. And it's an open house type event, so people can come and go as they please. We'll have some raffle prizes, food, drinks, but the team will be there. We have a big screen up showing our social media and some videos. And
that's right. That's in the Outlet Center. I mean, there's another name for it.
Yeah, Gateway.
Gateway, but it's the Outlet Center. Everybody knows that. And it's, right off of 5 or off of 273. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be open for 4 hours tomorrow.
And by the way, Alger's Winery is in Manton, M-A-N-T-O-N, and 32 Below is off of Ice Creamery is off of Caterpillar.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, how cool to go in there, like, doing something different.
Yeah, when we're talking about wineries, you have to spread out a little bit further than Reading, but that we tell people stay in Reading, and these are the things you can go to that are
absolutely
very, very close. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and get right back to this because I want to ask about, in our surrounding areas, that the things that are happening and planning trips for people when they come in here already. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier's local retailer. This is the one to call. It's Doug Tooley. He's been in the business over 30 years. B&T Satellite has so many deals for Dish. I can't even begin to get into them right now, but don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy here. He does a great job. Give him a call at 530-241-3474 and find out why Dish is the number one way of watching anything that you want to watch. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with the carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
B&T Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit B&T Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is the place to get a haircut. Yes, I realize that maybe I'm speaking with a jaundiced view because it's the only place in Reading I've ever had my haircut. But think about that. Never had a bad haircut in 15 years from these guys. It's a veteran-owned business. They work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I want to remind everybody that today at 5:30 at City Hall, it's Ukrainian Independence Day, and our local Ukrainian population, which has, by the way, shipped over containers to Ukraine for medical supplies, bandages, wheelchairs, all those things that can help the population in Ukraine, help them with medical problems, medical emergencies since this war that's been going on six months, seems to continue. So come on down at 5:30 today to the City Hall for Ukrainian Independence Day, the celebration there. We're here with Lori Baker, who is the CEO. Is that the right term? CEO.
Yeah. You head up.
Yeah, the
team.
Grand Poobah,
the visiting or a tourism group, Reading Tourism Marketing Group, and you're officially launching tomorrow in the Welcome Center and the Outlet Center. It's got another name. I really believe the first time I've heard it in years was when Lori came in. What's the name again?
The Gateway Shopping Center.
The Gateway Shopping Center.
Gateway to Reading.
Everybody goes, hey, where is it? Oh, it's over there in the Outlet Center. Yeah. And it's right down there. If you know where Boot Barn is, it's that big, nice building down there. That's the place we want to go
We've
to.
We've gone in there to get maps.
That's right. From 2 to 6.
Right.
It's going on tomorrow. Free food. Free non-alcoholic
drinks.
Well,
you get to just really see what it's all about.
You can see what it's all about. Yeah. I'm kind of excited about it because anything that projects a favorable view.
Positive light.
Because we went through a time here, as you know, where we were getting all these negative articles and from reporters who never even came up here, that when they asked other people and it wasn't negative, it never made it into the article. But there are so many positive things about Northern California and Reading and Shasta County. And Lori has captured these on the website. And Linda is still, I mean,
well, no, it's wonderful.
You've been locked into
So Caldwell Park, Buckeye Park. And then when you see the picture, you can go in and read more about the stats.
Cal's
They've
books.
Got a Carter's House Art Gallery, but Cal's Books, you know that is really a unique bookstore.
I wish you hadn't put that in there.
You don't want everybody to know about your secret spot.
No, we planted it.
I tell you what, that has got to be the best bookstore I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, in my life. And not only that, Cal, if that's his name, who knows, Cal's Books. I mean, that would be his name. You can walk in and there's thousands, my friends, thousands of books, magazines, records, comic books, and you ask him, so where's so-and-so and so-and-so? He'll tell you exactly where it is. Or, do you have a copy of this? And he must have an encyclopedia or a computer chip in his head, because he can tell you right where that book is, or he can take you right over to it. And he says,
and I mean,
and one thing I asked him about a series of books, and he goes, yeah, okay, there's some over there, but he says, but you know what? I think I have two or three that I haven't got out yet.
Oh, no, and it's
and
several rooms.
He runs in the back, and he grabs it,
right?
And he brings them out. This is a great place.
And it's to the ceiling, and it's deep. And like Carl said, he goes in there, and then you have this book exchange where you can take some of your exchange books and turn them in for some other ones. And you come back with always a big plastic bag full of books.
If we're going anywhere,
the
books come with me. Okay, Lori, your website and your strategy of getting people in here. What's our, how many people come to Reading a year to visit? Is that a hard question?
Well, yeah, I'm good at math, but I kind of have to use a paper and pencil to do that one. We have about 3,000 rooms that get filled daily, not all of them. So let's say 70% of those get filled daily.
Okay.
So 70% of 3,000 times 365.
Not counting VRBOs. Exactly. Or is that counting VRBOs?
No, that's just counting your bed and breakfast and hotels and motels.
Okay. Well,
so it's
that's
even bigger
a lot
than that.
That's a lot of people coming through here. When you hear from people, do they? What about what's going on with the water? Like when Lake Shasta, when the water goes down, even though there's still 300 feet of water in Lake Shasta.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our job. That's where we step in. Is you can talk about you can talk about the negative that the water's down. That's a fact. But look at the other lakes. What other lakes can people go to? Shasta still has enough water that people can still enjoy it. It may be a bit to get down on the lake. It may be a bit to get down on the water. But once you're there, it's still water. Once it's there, it's still water. So that's just our job, to make sure people see we still have things to do. And not everybody comes to Reading to be on the water. So as long as we're talking about enough things to do, then that we will hit a different array of interests, and all of those people will come for different reasons. So we just have to spin the positive and talk about the positive, even though the lake is down. And one of the things we have on our website is the it's a trip builder. And so if your interest is trails or hiking or mountain biking or boating or whatever your interest is, we have these boxes and you click them, and now you have your own custom web page, and it picks out everything on our website that is of your interest, and you did it by clicking certain boxes. So now you have your own custom page and the things that you would probably like to do.
Well, then see, this is something residents here. That number that was just put up there is approximately how many people come every year, 831,000 people. If you using your logic, I believe that.
Yeah.
831,000 people
come visiting.
Visiting. Mm-hmm. Come here. So, wow.
And we do know that the Sundial Bridge brings a lot of people pulling off to Reading so they can start there. But what I'm liking about this website, this choosereading.com, I hope everybody puts this choosereading.com on their favorites, because there's so many things about, like, you know, top attractions and activities in Reading. There's places here, again, the Lava Springs, Ash Creek Falls, Battle Creek Falls. There's a lot of stuff that Carl and I just really haven't done that we think about, oh, we really should go hike somewhere that we can see the falls.
You know, it took us 12 years to get to Lassen.
Right.
But since then, we've been there twice.
Exactly. Once you like something, do it more than once.
Well, when you find out how cool that is up there, when my sister came to visit, went right up there and let her stick her face in the sulfur mud springs.
Oh, yeah, that's a joy. Yeah.
And she said, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And she said, can
Thanks,
we go home now?
Yeah, I know. So it's what a lot of people don't realize, too, is having that California Welcome Center, there are people there 7 days a week. And you'd be amazed at how all different ages and nationalities come in and say, hey, what else should we do? We've done this. What else should we do? We like doing this. And so it's great to have people, more than just a website, but actual people there 7 days a week to help.
And let's get serious about this. inflation, cost of travel. It's taking a toll on people. We talked about it this morning, weddings being cut back to half of what it was going to be. That having a site like this and having the energy that's pushed out there, hey, you know what? We can take a trip. Okay, we can't go to Alaska this year, but we can take a trip. And they take a look at the site and they see a 5 days where they can stay, and it's maybe they're from Los Angeles, maybe they're from, you know, Southern California, but here they've got all of these choices now. They can still have their vacation and have a great time. I think that's a big plus. And for people around here, look at, you know, staycations. Wow, we can go take Bigfoot rafting this weekend, not have to go far.
I think that's a bucket list. It should be a bucket list for everybody to go rafting. It is really fun and beautiful. The view from the river is different.
We have not gone. We have gone in the Romance on the river.
Oh, what a great...
But we've never gone rafting on the river up here.
You know,
or gone to the falls.
Last time I went rafting, I ended up going through the meat grinder on the American River, and people who have been up there will know what I'm talking about, outside the boat.
Yeah.
It was fun. That was my last rafting.
Yeah, but not here. We've got to be in it.
We need to take a quick break here. And speaking of travel, you can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding. Avelo flies also down to Burbank and other places. But if you want to get tickets, and I constantly get things on my email, save 30%, save 40%. With Avelo Airlines on tickets that are already kind of like low price already.
Yeah.
But you must book direct at AveloAir.com. Avelo Airlines. Hey, we're here with Lori Baker, and if it was energy and ideas, we would have, instead of 800,000 people a year coming through here, it would be 2 million people coming through here. Maybe at some point when they come by. We had tourists come by the other day, a family. Walking by, and when the sun's right, we have the shade open. And they were there. They were looking in. We were waving at them. I should have invited them in. Said, where are you guys from?
So, that is fun. That is something, yeah. One of the fun parts of being down at the California Welcome Center is we get to talk to visitors. What brought them? Why do they – what do they like to do? So that helps us with our marketing,
sure.
As well.
Hey, when we come back from this break, I want to ask you, what do we need? What does Redding need? If you were queen.
If I had a wand.
If you had a wand, what do we need here? We'll be right back.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres, and some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, tomorrow morning, Trish Clark joins me, and we're going to have Alex Shea, who is running for city council, will be our guest at 7. All the city councils, and we're trying to line them up. There are so many, and, you know, so many people running, but let's find out. We've already had Joshua Johnson on. Now we're going to have Mark, and we're reaching out to every one of them to come in here. All the people running for Board of Supervisors. We've had Max Steiner on already. We've had Congressman LaMoffa on. We're going to ask Megan Daly to come on. We're going to ask her opponent to come on, and I'm not even sure who that is. And so you can listen to them for an hour. You can call in at 605-4567, ask them questions, all of those things. But we're here today with Lori Baker, who is just like sitting next to a 12-volt battery. And we're talking about Choose Reading. We are rebranding to Choose Reading.
Which is a different, let's just talk about this, yeah. Two organizations, because we're trying to differentiate that this Choose Reading is funded by people, the hotel owners, in order to put together marketing for people to come to Reading and tourism and that kind of thing. So it's a beautiful site called Choose Reading. I think that's really important. It doesn't take away from the other.
Yeah, I want to make that clear. We don't compete. We're partners. We work together. One of us is, they're each sending out positive information about Reading with a little different look. One is marketing for the city of Reading. We're marketing for the hoteliers, but we're doing the same thing and we work together.
Okay. I asked you before we left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. That's not an easy question. If you had a magic wand.
I did
wand,
tell him that off the air. That's not an easy question.
It's not an easy question.
You're putting me on the spot.
If you had a magic wand, what would you like to see and they come off the road.
Right? Yeah. I think anything we can do that takes advantage of our beautiful outdoor recreation, because that's who we are. That is our brand promise, is our outdoor recreation. So anything that doesn't detract from that but uses it and shows the beauty of it. So I think two ideas would be zip lining somewhere that people can see the beauty of our area.
And I've heard people talking about that, you know, and it's not just one zip line. It's like a series. We have the type of topography that could do that.
That could do that. And then also, you see, I'm thinking the city of Reading has done such a wonderful job with our trails. And we've done a lot of marketing over the years to mountain bikers about coming to our, because we have fabulous single track trails. So, but we also have great equestrian trails. So maybe if we had an equestrian center where people could store their horses, because right now if you come up, it's where are you going to take your horse? You probably know somebody and they have a barn and you put your horses there and you can go out and ride. But if we had a place.
We usually call that boarding, not storing.
Storing. Okay. I don't have a horse.
I know.
So, yeah. Good point.
A boarding facility.
A boarding facility.
A boarding facility.
Right.
Facility.
So I think a lot of people would travel here
and that could be
and
something
enjoy our trails.
On your website, you may put that another addition. When you talk about things to do, you may have something in there that would be for people who are traveling with their horses.
Yeah.
That can
look for they
for
look
trails.
For destinations to take their horses to, and there's so many of them in, you know, a 500-mile destination. If you had a place they could. You know, a good place that they could store.
Bore them. Bore
horses,
them is the proper word. Thank
also,
you very much.
But also the trails. And then, you know, that they could take that and that they're not competing with mountain bikes.
Right.
It's really important.
And we do have separate equestrian trails.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But we don't have enough and we don't market that. But then again, we don't have a place that could take 50 horses. And that's difficult to run.
And also you were talking about, you mentioned earlier, and we know that Marcus and Kelly Parton have been very, very involved in trying to get this thing off the ground, and that would be
the Wine Village.
The Wine Village.
Would be fabulous for our area.
Oh, that'd be great. Because we do have a lot of vineyards. We are a viticultural area up here, and that, when people see that, they come. Just to take tours of, you know, of the wineries.
So. Well, right now we do promote our wineries, as you saw on the website, mm-hmm. because our wineries are still the old time small. You get to chat. It's not like the big city wineries. So if we had that Wine Village, I think people are looking for more places to go and taste local wines. And he'd bring in other wines as well, but there's.
Oh, of course.
But
of course.
And, it would be a fabulous place for
and
people.
And his plans are just beautiful mm-hmm. for out there.
Yeah.
And
have events.
Lake of, City of Shasta Lake area out there. And they're putting a new hotel out there. And the City of Shasta Lake, the downtown, is being totally redone down there.
Yeah. Our board of directors are hoteliers. Mm-hmm. They love the idea of partnering with Anderson and partnering with Shasta Lake City and just all of us getting together, as you said, you know.
Yeah.
All of us working together helps all of us.
I think we should offer bungee jumps off of
Shasta Dam.
And but probably not a something that would
go
over really
big. Yeah, I
think
I'd want it padded.
Go out there far enough.
Right.
Gosh. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You know, Thank you so much.
It's difficult because you're so busy, but thanks for being patient and us being able to work out.
And again tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
At 2 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
Between
2 and 6 at the California Welcome Center, we're inviting everybody down to take a look at the Welcome Center, what they can do in the area, but we can chat with everybody about who we are and what we do.
Sounds great. Thank you.
And the other thing, too, is that, you know, 800, and we're just... This is a wild-ass guess, considering how many rooms there are. Are there new hotels being built?
Yeah. There's one just north of us. There's one planned, you know, east Reading. There's one that you see that's almost ready to go in north Reading. And we're already looking at ways that we can talk about the new property and how that fits. But we're always, everything, when we try and help all of our properties, we do it in a way that we're helping everybody.
Yeah.
So anything we talk about, that's why our strategy of bringing people to Reading is give them free gift cards, $50 at a restaurant or $50 off a paddleboard or something like that is the idea that they can choose where they want to stay, but we're giving the extra incentive to stay anywhere they want. So that's our way of supporting everybody
and
supporting local businesses because we buy from them.
Yeah, so you get free gift cards, you stay at a local hotel, you get gift cards, you can go out paddleboarding or any of these. You know what? The other thing we need, right downtown here, on that corner of Placer in California, it's open right now. We need like a four-story hotel. A hotel right there where people could come in and stay downtown.
They love that little boutique-y, really different boutique-y places.
Yeah, and they'd have, and then from there, then they could spike out to all these different places too. Yeah.
We have, what's so wonderful about Reading is we have great properties on Hilltop and great properties downtown. We have great properties north and south. So it's just, we can fit probably any taste.
We can take another 800,000 people a year, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not? Let's keep it full.
1.6 million visitors rolling through here. It's good for everybody.
Good for everybody.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me here. This was fun.
I just want to remind everybody that today at 5:30, Ukrainian Independence Day celebration at the City Hall. And the other day when every time that Haven Humane comes on and they bring in this animal, whatever it is, mainly dogs, I tell Christina, that, okay, Free Fire Radio will pay the adoption fee. If somebody adopts this dog, we'll pay the adoption fee. And we've been offering that for a long time. And today is the first time. You know, either they forget or something.
Right.
And they don't do it. But today she calls and she says somebody adopted that pup from last week.
All right.
So we are more than happy to pay that adoption fee. So, great. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 106. It's going to be smoky. Take care out there, and God bless America.